All right, everybody, welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know why you're here.
Yeah.
You want to get to the bottom of things. And today, we are going to go deep on pay-per-click audits.
Okay.
And we are looking at an article from Chris Bradley. He is co-founder of Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Right.
And they've been profitable for like 24 years.
Wow.
So that's pretty impressive in the marketing world.
A long time, yeah.
Especially these days, yeah.
Yeah.
So these guys definitely know something.
For sure.
And we want to help you figure out if a PPC audit is something that you need to worry about.
Yeah.
Whether it could benefit you or maybe it's something you don't even need to think about.
Okay.
So let's jump right in.
Great.
So what is a PPC audit?
So a PPC audit is essentially having someone else take a look at your Google Ads or your pay-per-click advertising and kind of give you their opinion of how it's running.
Okay. So it's a quality control check.
Yeah. Think of it like a consultant coming in, taking a look and seeing what you're doing and if it's working.
Gotcha. Making sure that your money's not being wasted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And making sure you're spending it in the right places.
So do they give you like a report or something?
Yeah. So they give you a report. It kind of breaks down your objectives, what you're looking to achieve and how your budget's allocated.
Okay.
You know, is it going into the right campaigns, the right ad groups? Are we targeting the right keywords and audiences?
Gotcha.
Are we spending too much in one area and not enough in another?
So it's making sure that you're getting your money's worth.
Yes, exactly.
Out of your ads.
Yes, making sure that your return on ad spend is good.
And that's what Chris Bradley says. Like the ultimate goal is to make sure that you're getting good value for your advertising money.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk about the good things.
Yeah.
The pros of a PPC audit.
So one of the biggest things that a PPC audit can provide is an objective perspective.
Okay.
When you're working on something day to day, you know, you can miss things.
Yeah, you get tunnel vision.
Yeah, you get tunnel vision. You kind of get used to doing things a certain way.
It's like proofreading your own writing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you need a fresh set of eyes.
For sure.
To kind of come in and look at things.
Okay.
And that actually kind of leads into another big pro is fresh insights.
Okay.
So, you know, this person comes in, they might work with a lot of different businesses.
Yeah.
They might see things that you just haven't seen before.
They've got experience.
They got a lot of experience.
In other industries and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, they might say, oh, hey, you know, you could be leveraging this ad extension. You could be doing this with your bidding that you just didn't even know about.
Oh, so they might even find, like, opportunities to optimize that you're not even taking advantage of.
Exactly. And they could find, you know, big things that you're missing out on.
Okay, cool. What else is good about it?
So another thing is identifying inefficiencies.
Okay.
A lot of times, you know, you might be spending money in areas that you don't need to be spending money. You know, we see this a lot with like really broad keywords that are bringing in a lot of irrelevant clicks.
Okay.
You know, you could be bidding on, you know, men's shoes when you really just want to be bidding on, you know, red Nike running shoes.
Gotcha.
And so they could help you kind of narrow down those keywords.
Okay.
Make sure you're using the right match types.
Right.
Maybe you have like five different campaigns that are all targeting the same audience.
Okay.
With slightly different keywords.
Yeah.
So you're kind of bidding against yourself in the auction.
Gotcha.
Driving up your costs.
So it's all about making sure that every dollar you spend on advertising is going to the right place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to make sure that you're not wasting money.
Okay. So kind of like a performance review for your ads.
Yeah, exactly. And it all ties into, you know, verifying goals.
Okay.
Making sure that your campaigns are on track to meet those goals.
Right.
You know, you're looking to get leads, you're looking to get sales, you're looking to get traffic.
Yeah.
Is that happening?
Yeah.
If it's not, why not?
Yeah. Are we even moving in the right direction?
Exactly.
And Bradley also mentioned something about fraud.
Yeah.
How does an audit help with that?
So pay-per-click fraud is a real thing.
Yeah.
You know, there's bots out there.
Yeah, people clicking on your ads to just cost you money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, they want to run up your bill.
Yeah.
So, you know, Google and these platforms have systems in place to prevent that.
Right.
But, you know, an audit could kind of give it another layer of scrutiny.
Okay.
And maybe, you know, the auditor sees something and says, hey, this looks a little fishy. You know, we got a lot of clicks coming from this country that has never converted before.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
And, you know, it might, you know, encourage the platforms to keep doing a good job of preventing fraud.
Yeah. Just knowing that somebody else is looking at the numbers.
Exactly.
Might make them work a little harder.
Exactly. You know, keep them on their toes.
Okay, cool. All right. So those are some pretty good reasons to get a PPC audit.
Yes.
But there's always two sides to every coin. What are some of the downsides here?
Well, the biggest one for a lot of people is the cost.
Okay.
Especially if you're a small business. You know, you're working with a tight budget.
Yeah.
You know, an audit could be another expense.
That you might not be able to afford?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, Bradley mentions that, you know, if you're a small business and you have a really good grasp of your campaigns, you might be able to kind of do this yourself.
Oh, okay.
You know?
So you could save some money.
You could save some money.
But I guess it depends on how complicated your campaigns are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you have a very basic campaign, you're only running a few ads.
Yeah.
You know, you might be able to take a look at it yourself and be fine.
If you know what you're doing.
Yeah, if you know what you're looking for.
Okay.
But if you're running, you know, hundreds of ads in different countries with different languages and...
Yeah, it gets complicated.
Yeah, you're going to want a professional to look at that.
Gotcha. So it's not just a simple yes or no answer.
Exactly.
Okay, what else is a downside?
So another thing is, you know, the money that you're spending on the audit, you could be spending that on more advertising.
Oh, okay.
You know, you could be running more ads. You could be reaching more people.
Gotcha. So it's kind of a choice between, do I want to make my current ads better?
Yeah.
Or do I want to just spend more money on ads?
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, do we want to look inward or do we want to look outward?
And I guess if you're already like super on top of tracking your advertising.
Yeah.
You might not even need the audit.
Right. If you're constantly monitoring your campaigns.
Yeah.
You know, tweaking things and you have good systems in place.
Yeah. You're already doing the quality control yourself.
You're essentially doing your own audit.
Gotcha. Okay. So it really sounds like it depends on your specific situation.
Yes, very much so.
So how does a business owner decide whether or not to get a PPC audit?
Well, you know, you need to weigh the pros and cons.
Okay.
You know, figure out what's right for you.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bradley says that good marketing managers, you know, they're thinking about this stuff.
Yeah.
They're saying, okay, does this make sense for us?
Right.
You know, and it might be that, you know, auditing regularly can keep you on track.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe your long-term goals are better served by just running more ads.
Just getting more out there.
Exactly.
Okay, so it's a balance.
Yeah, it is a balance.
Between being efficient with your money and also growing your business.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of companies, they kind of do a hybrid approach.
Okay.
You know, they say, okay, we're going to do a PPC audit once a year.
Okay.
Just kind of, you know, get that fresh perspective.
Yeah.
Make sure we're on the right track.
Get an outside opinion.
Exactly. And then the rest of the year, you know, we're just going to focus on running ads.
Okay.
But ultimately, Bradley says that, you know, the value of the audit really depends on your specific market.
Okay.
And your situation.
Yeah.
You know, what works for one company might not work for another.
Right.
And he even suggests talking to like an expert.
Okay.
Maybe a Google Ads expert in your area.
Yeah.
Who can kind of give you some advice.
Yeah. Somebody who's seen it all.
Exactly.
Who knows the landscape.
Yeah.
Okay. So it sounds like the main takeaway here is that PPC audits.
Yeah.
They can be great for getting insights and finding ways to improve your ads.
Yeah.
But they do cost money.
Yes.
And that money could be spent on other things.
Exactly.
So you really got to figure out.
Weigh your options.
Yeah. If it makes sense for you.
Yeah, is it right for me?
Exactly. All right, so here's something for you listeners to think about.
Okay.
What questions do you think a PPC audit could answer for your business? And how would the answers to those questions change your marketing strategy? You know, if you think about that, it might help you decide if a PPC audit is the right move for you.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.